Quiet, please. Quiet, please. Mutual Broadcasting System presents Quiet, Please, which is written and directed by Willis Cooper and features Ernest Chappell. Quiet, Please for tonight is called Take Me Out to the Graveyard.
Which one, I said? Which graveyard?
Got a lot of them. The new one, the old one, the Catholic one, the Potter's Field.
Oh, any one will do, driver. I'm not particular.
You kidding, mister?
No. Just take me out to the graveyard, that's all.
Well, you drive a cab 12, 15 years like I done, you get some funny ones. Drunks that want to take you home with them. Guys that tell you to take them to the Hoosier Hotel when you're parked practically in front of it. Dames that want you... Yeah, you get some funny ones, but this is the first time I run into this kind of character. Well, so I'm driving a cab to make a buck, not to argue with people about where they want to go. So I think. Lakeside Cemetery. That's the farthest. I can rack up a couple of bucks, and maybe there'll be somebody out there that wants to take a ride back to town. Get in, mister. Nice day, I say to him.
Yeah, beautiful. I always say this time of the year is the prettiest.
Yeah, so do I.
Good time of the year to die.
Huh?
I said this is a good time of the year to die.
Yeah, for my dough, no time of the year is a good time to die.
You gotta die, though.
Yeah, but it ain't good.
I don't know.
I don't either. I ain't died yet, but I can't get very enthusiastic about it.
That's why I wanted to go to the graveyard.
Why?
To die.
You ain't nuts, are you, mister?
Nope. What's your name, driver?
Georges Peterson.
My name's Booth.
Pleased to meet you.
B-O-O-T-H.
Yeah?
So you can tell people when they ask you.
Tell what people?
Well, you know, policemen, coroners, whoever asks.
I already asked you if you're nuts, didn't I?
Well, I'm not.
Well, then you better take that on your side.
No, I'm perfectly okay,
Junior. Well, something's wrong with you if you talk that way.
No.
Do you hurt? Like in your noggin or something?
I never felt better in my life.
You want to look out? You might really die.
I know it.
How do you know?
Well, that I couldn't tell you, Julius. I just know it, that's all. And I'm not particularly upset about it.
By gracious, I am.
Think nothing of it, Julius.
Now, you stop talking crazy then.
I'm not going to argue with you, Julius.
And don't die.
Julius, you stick to your driving and let me worry about the dying, will you?
You ain't worrying. You're all the time grinning. I can see you in the rearview mirror.
Watch the road.
You ain't afraid of getting killed, are you?
No, I'm not.
I didn't like the way you said that there.
I'm sorry.
How are you going to do this, Mr. Booth?
Dying?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, what if you don't?
I will.
Hey, listen.
What?
What about me?
Oh, you'll be all right, Julius.
You sure?
Positive.
Well, that's something.
You know, it is a beautiful day.
You changing your mind?
I can't change my mind.
Hey, do you work on the radio or something?
Why?
Oh, I just thought maybe it was one of them fellas that think up these mystery kind of stories. You know, at night and you was practicing on me.
Sorry to disappoint you, Julius.
Yeah, I don't get it.
You will.
You live here in town?
No.
Stranger, huh?
That's right. A stranger on his last taxicab ride.
I'm beginning to get an idea about you, stranger.
You are?
I sure am.
What kind of idea are you getting, Julius?
Listen, mister. No suicides in my cab.
I'm not going to commit suicide, Julius.
Now, you better not.
But I am going to die.
Listen.
Now, what are you stopping for? This isn't the cemetery.
I know it ain't, but this is as far as you're going.
Now, what do you mean? I hired you to...
Get out.
Now, look, here,
Nick, get out, Mr. Booth. I ain't riding any loose nuts to any cemetery with suicide on her mind.
I told you, I am not going to commit suicide.
I'll say you ain't. Not in my cab, at least. Outside, mister.
If you say so. But it's certainly...
And the clock says 40 cents.
Okay. Keep the rest of it. You know, you're not going to make it come out any different this way, Julius. I really wasn't going to die in your cab.
Look out!
Yeah, he was right. He's one of the sort of gasoline trucks that hit him.
How do you figure that?
He called it, didn't he? Said he was going to die. Why was he right?
Well, like I said, pretty nearly anything can happen to a cab driver. Only it hardly ever happens twice. So it's a couple of months later, and I'm bucking the line at the corner of Adams and Fulton, and this girl comes out of a store and walks towards me. She's wearing black stockings. I don't see my gals wearing black stockings these days. She steps towards the cab, so I reach out the window and unbutton the door, and I say, "Where to, lady?"
Take me out to the graveyard.
What'd you say, lady?
I said the graveyard, the cemetery.
Lady, are you kidding me?
Why should I kid you, driver?
What cemetery do you want to go to, lady?
Oh, is there more than one?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, if you pick one up.
I turned around and see her. Look at her. She was just working. She was 26, 27. She had on these black stockings. I look at her a minute. I said, lady, listen.
Yes?
Are you sure you want to go to the graveyard?
Certainly am. Why?
I don't like to go to the graveyard, lady.
You don't?
No, lady.
Well, that's all very interesting. But I want you to go to the graveyard. So will you please pull down your flag and start? Now, please, please.
It never occurred to me for the longest time that she called me Julius. How does she know my name? Hey, how do you figure this one out? But I don't like any part of this. One trip to the graveyard site is like this. Look what happened. Well, I figure I'll run out of gas in this day. That's what I've done before when I hack you over and take you where you want to go. I just open my mouth to say it to her, and she says...
And don't tell me you're out of gas, Julius, because I know better. I can see your gauge.
Lady, I was just going to tell you that...
The graveyard, Julius.
What are you going to do with a thing like this here? I don't like any little bitsy part of it. I try to jump a red light with a cop standing right there looking at me, then it turns green. I am sorry. This gal with black stockings just giggles and laughs. She was the cheerfulest woman I ever seen. She leans over and talks in my ear.
I'm hurried, Julian.
I wanted to say, why, lady? But you know what? I was scared of how she'd answer me. Up Adams to Maine, out Maine to Knoxville, out Knoxville on the way to the graveyard. After a while, she said something. I was thankful. I said, what'd you say, lady?
I said, can't you drive faster?
I thought I was saying, lady, they got speed laws in this here town. That wasn't the way it come out. The way it come out was different. Well, I know it come out different because of the way she answered me.
Because I have to get there quickly. Because I've got to die.
How scared can you get? I missed the streetcar by about 6 inches. I swallowed my heart back down and drove about half a block before I spoke to her again. I said it very careful. I didn't understand you, lady.
What?
I didn't get you. What you said.
Oh, I said I've got to die.
I thought that's what you said.
You see, that's why we have to hurry.
You don't want to go to a hospital? See, I'm trying to make myself, what is it, rationalize this thing. I said, You don't want to go to a hospital, huh?
I'm not sick.
Well, what's all this about wanting to die, then?
I didn't say I want to die. I said I have to die.
This wouldn't be a gag, would it? No, it wouldn't be a gag.
Certainly would not.
No, you wouldn't know about this guy.
What are you talking about?
There was a guy a couple of months ago. His name was Mr. Booth.
Well?
He got in my cab and he wanted to go to graveyard.
Oh?
And he said he was going to die.
Did he?
You mean did he say so or did he die?
Yes.
He done both, lady.
What? You see?
Lady, get out of my cab.
I will not.
You're not going to die in my cab now.
Well, I will if you don't get to the graveyard pretty quick.
You get out.
I won't do it. I hired you to take me to the graveyard.
You talk just like that Mr. Booth did.
Did you make him get out of your cab?
You're darn right I did.
What would you have done if he hadn't got out?
I just throwed him out.
Well, you can't throw a woman out.
No. But I can just park here till you get out.
But I won't get out.
You will, too.
No, I won't. I'll die right here in your cab.
Lady, please don't do that.
Then you get along to the graveyard. You better hurry, too. Lady,
please.
Lady. You better take my name.
Why?
You know why.
So as I can tell the cops who you are.
Well, I won't.
Okay, lady, but I wish you wouldn't.
It's Henrietta Gilbert.
Yes, Gilbert, would you please?
Drive on.
I'll get in the jam, Miss Gilbert.
Drive on.
Doggone it.
Hurry.
Why couldn't you take another cab?
Because this is the right one.
What do you mean?
I knew it as soon as I saw it.
This thing looks like a hearse or something?
To me, it does.
Well, it ain't.
That's what you think.
I don't see what you're so cheerful about.
Why shouldn't I be?
Well, if you're going to die...
Well, because I can't help it, so why cry about it?
Well, sir, I turned around and I looked at her. That was where I made my mistake. I turned right around again, and where that speak car come from, I'll never know. Oh, I didn't miss that one. Oh, sure. She was kidding. No, I wasn't hurt at all. This little cut on my part here, you can hardly see it. Cost me $46 to get my front axle straight and the grill work welded. And a trip to the license commissioner's office. Of course, I didn't tell him what I told you. I didn't want to lose my license and get sent to the goofy house besides. You believe it, though, don't you? You will. Yeah, there was another one. A couple of weeks later. An old man. Says, take me out the graveyard. I said, no. He called a cop. On the way, he asked me to stop at the cigar store and get change for a $10 bill. When I come back, he laid on the floor. Dead. Dead. I took 3 weeks off. And stayed home. The first night I took my cab out, a soldier in uniform stopped. Are you sure? You know what he said. I didn't get into the graveyard either. I didn't know what it was. What happened to him in the war? I just heard a funny noise. There he was. That time was kind of rough on me. Well, this license inspector, a fellow named Rice.
You know, you're in a jam, Julius.
I haven't done nothing, Inspector.
Nothing anybody could hang on you so far.
I didn't do a thing.
Four people have died in your cab. Is that nothing?
One of them didn't.
Huh?
He was outside the cab.
Now, look, let's not get into any technicalities.
All right.
Okay, let's hear your story.
I already told it to you, Inspector.
Well, you don't expect me to believe that. Malarkey, do you?
I believe it.
You do, huh?
Well, I was there when they all happened.
And they all wanted to go to the graveyard.
I told you that.
Yeah, I know you did. And they all told you they was going to die.
I told you that, too.
All right, all right. Now, I want you to tell me one more thing, Julius. How did they know they was going to die?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
Didn't you ask him?
I never thought about it.
Why didn't you?
Oh, my gosh, Inspector, would you think of that when somebody tells you something like that?
I don't know. Never happened to me.
It sure happened to me.
What? Oh, yeah. That's what you say, anyway.
It's true, Inspector. Just as true as I'm standing. Sitting here.
Julius.
Sir?
You didn't kill them people, did you?
No, I didn't.
Sir? I just said,
No,
I ought to suspend your license.
No, don't. Please don't, I mean, Inspector.
I ought to.
I gotta make a living.
You don't have to kill people.
I don't.
Well, they die.
Everybody dies.
Yeah, but not in your cab.
What?
I mean, they oughtn't to die in your cab.
Well, that'd be all right with me, Inspector.
You can't figure out any reason, huh?
Well, if I could, would I be taking people to the graveyard?
Hey, you got something there, Julius.
I know it.
But, of course, if people tell you to take them somewhere, you have to take them. City Ordinance 809B in 1905.
I know it.
I can't figure it out.
Me neither.
Must be something in your cab.
What?
Maybe your cab's haunted.
I'll be. I mean, well, I don't think so.
Sure you don't say anything to him?
Well, I beef about taking him to the graveyard.
I mean, besides that.
No.
You don't put no hex on him or anything?
I wouldn't know how. What am I going to do, Inspector?
About what?
You can't do anything about these people. They're all dead, ain't they?
They sure are.
Yeah, but don't do it anymore.
Don't do what?
Or I'll suspend your license.
But, Inspector...
Don't give me an argument now, Julius.
I ain't, Inspector. Listen, I...
One more, and I snatch your license.
But I tell you that I...
Listen, Julius.
What?
There must be a reason for it.
But what, Inspector?
Where's your cab?
Outside. Why?
I got an idea.
Now, listen, Inspector.
What?
I thought you was...
Was what?
I guess you ain't, though.
Yes, I am.
Now, Inspector.
Driver.
Sir?
Take me out to the graveyard.
Okay, so what could I do? Well, he's a license inspector, ain't he? Okay. How do you feel, Inspector?
I feel okay.
Goody.
You can drive fast if you want to. I'll square a pinch.
No, Inspector.
Go ahead.
I go fast, I bump into something, you get your skull busted. That's all, brother.
You won't bump into anything.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
You heading for the cemetery?
Well, you call the cab, Inspector.
I don't feel anything.
Stay that way, will you?
When did these people tell you they was gonna die?
Different times.
I'll tell you if I feel like it.
Yeah, you do that, and I'll stop.
Yeah, that'll be all right.
And then I'll run.
Well, I feel okay.
Just keep that way, Inspector. That's all I ask.
This here's a nice cab, you got, Julius.
Yeah, it used to be.
Hey, Julius.
What?
This here cab smells funny.
I don't smell nothing.
Well, I do.
Now, listen, Inspector.
No. It's nice.
Oh.
Flowers.
Huh?
Carnations.
You feel okay, Inspector?
Sure. And roses.
Listen now, sir, I...
And something else.
What?
Lilies.
Oh.
By golly, that's right.
Oh.
Lilies!
Oh, boy.
Say, Julius, how far are we from the graveyard?
Oh, we're getting closer. You still feel okay?
Oh, I feel wonderful. Just smell them lilies and things.
Well, I'm glad I can't smell them.
Just like a greenhouse.
Oh,
or like a funeral.
Say.
Hey?
Did you say lilies, Inspector?
Yeah. Why?
I can smell them, too.
How much further, Julius?
We're pretty near there, Inspector. How do you feel?
Elegant. How do you feel?
Awful.
I ain't dead yet.
Don't say that, for God's sake.
What's the matter, Julius?
You sure you feel all right?
Oh, I feel swell. Only them lilies smell awful loud.
Doggone it, there ain't no lilies.
You smell them, don't you?
I sure wish I didn't.
Look, Julius.
What?
There's the cemetery.
Oh, boy, we missed.
Well, don't stop.
Why not?
Go on in.
No, sir.
Now listen, Julius.
I don't want to go in.
I hired you to take me to the cemetery.
On the cup.
Go on in.
Look. Look, I don't like graveyards, Inspector.
Go on in.
I don't want to.
Go on.
Well, now we're here.
Yeah, we sure are.
We're here, so... So, let's go back.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Where are you going?
Hey! This is a pretty cemetery, Julius.
Well, come on. Come on, and let's go back.
Yeah, sure is pretty. I'm glad we came.
Come on, Inspector.
No.
Well, why not?
Don't be such a sap, Julius. I'm going to stay here.
What?
I'm going over here and go to sleep.
Hey, that's a grave.
Well, what's the matter with that?
But you ain't dead, Inspector.
Oh, yes, he is, Julius.
Sure he is, Julius. Don't be quite sure, Julius.
There's nobody in a cemetery like Julius. It's dead people. Sure, Julius. Sure, Julius. That's right.
Well, I ain't dead. Driving a cab, sure. I only make one trip, though. Always out there. I'll probably be picking you up one of these days. You feel all right? The cab's waiting right outside. All you gotta do is say, take me out to the graveyard. See you later.
Quiet, Please, which is written and directed by Willis Cooper. The man who spoke to you was Ernest Chappell.
And Mr. Booth was played by Don Briggs. Miss Gilbert was Evelyn Juster. The inspector was Ed Latimer. Music for Quiet, Please, as usual, is composed and played by Gene Perazzo. Now, for a word about next week's Quiet, Please, here is our writer-director, Willis Cooper.
Dream. That's next week's story. I've always wanted to write a story with a number instead of a title. Three, of course, isn't written yet, but it might be interesting. Listen next week to Three.
And so, until next week at the same time, I am quietly yours, Ernest Chappell. Quiet, Please comes to you from New York. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.